Well, the, you know, KJP, Karine Jean-Pierre, can stonewall all she wants. President Biden can dodge the questions, but the questions are going to continue until there are answers. But the whole idea you can hide behind the special counsel, which was the play. Let's get a special counsel in place. That way we can, it's an ongoing investigation. Just hold your hands. I can't say anything. Chris Widener here, founder of Politicrossing.com. Chris, good to have you back. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm ahead of myself. Chris isn't here. He's coming up in 15 minutes. So it is. Well, that's all right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to look at the National Archives dismissing claims of mishandled Obama-Biden documents week before the first batch was found. Let's lay that groundwork, shall we? Let's lay that groundwork. The National Archives dismissed reports about mishandled documents from the Obama-Biden administration as false and misleading. Okay? This happened in October. The National Archives responded to questions about the documents October the 11th. And remember, the first report of documents being found happened November the 2nd. So what's that, 3 weeks later? And the National Archives, again, it's been politicized as well. It argued that all the documents from the Obama administration had been securely moved to locations that met strict archival and security standards. I wonder, does that garage with the Corvette, does that meet the strict archival and security standards as outlined by the National Archives?
I'm going to guess no. What do you think? I'm going to guess it's no.
NARA did not respond to a request for comment on whether President Biden's garage met that standard. Of course, they were asked. The October 11th statement came barely 3 weeks before Biden's attorneys, who did not have the clearance, by the way, to see the documents, and I'm going to air quote this, unexpectedly discovered documents with classified markings at the Penn Biden Center for Diplomacy and Global Engagement. Here's my question. I haven't heard anybody ask. What led them from the Penn Biden Center to Joe's garage? How did we get from the Penn Biden Center to Joe's garage? Why would you think that, oh, we've got this going on, so we better get over to Joe's garage and check it out? Doesn't even make sense, does it? No, it doesn't make any sense at all. How did we get from... Why would they think, oh, gosh, we found these documents at the Penn Biden Center, a place where you might expect to find documents. It was a place not secure, not necessarily appropriate, possibly illegal, and all of these things, obviously. But how do you take that breadcrumb and end up in Joe's garage, in the room off from Joe's garage? Which, what is the room off from Joe's garage? Is it a mudroom? I've seen the house. It's the kind of house that would have a nice mudroom right off the garage. Do we have documents stuffed in a footlocker? I mean, honestly, what the hell is going on? And then the question is, what were the documents being used for over the last 6 years? These are all questions that have not been answered. And apparently are not going to be answered now that Robert Hur has been tasked to be the special counsel, special prosecutor, whatever you'd like to say. And it's interesting because they're playing double speak with the president's house. Like every president in decades of modern history, his personal residence is personal, said the White House counsel office Monday. And yet, when asked about it, oh, a year ago, Jen Psaki said he could work from there because he was on vacation so much. Why is he there? Well, he's there as a president. So either it's personal or it's not. So what is it? You know, you've got a lot of things to figure out. Meanwhile, other news, because there is other news going on. The number of migrant encounters at the southern border exceeded 250,000 in December. There will be more than 3 million a year. First time on record that encounters have ever reached that level. Customs and Border Protection telling news outlets, including Fox, that they exceeded 250,000 for the first time, higher than the peak, which came in May, when it was 241,000. You know, you're looking at millions of people coming into this country. Millions coming into the country illegally. And we're doing nothing to slow it down. We're doing nothing to stop it. We're doing nothing to defend this country against the people coming here who we don't know who they are. We don't know who they are. Because when you have 250,000 people a month, and plus the ones that are the gotaways that never spoke to anybody, you don't know who's here or what their intentions are or what they plan to do while they're here or how they're going to have a job or how they're going to have a place to live or how they're going to support themselves. Nothing. Nothing. And yet it continues on, and if you use the term illegal alien, the proper legal term, somehow you're the problem. You're the problem for using the proper terminology. Words matter, right? Words matter. It all matters. And them trying to, deceive you is all part of the game. I find it, I can't believe that there's nothing that can be done. I can't believe that the states won't do something about it. I can't believe that Texas won't be more forthcoming in stopping it. They're the ones getting pounded the worst in El Paso and San Antonio and Del Rio and elsewhere, getting pounded the worst. Anyhow, here's a warning to you for your kids. Apparently, there's some choking deal going on, some sort of a TikTok challenge, a choking challenge. How dumb. A 12-year-old girl in Argentina dying as a result. Milagros Soto, found with a rope wrapped around her neck when her father arrived home from work Friday, discovered her lifeless body in her bedroom. Reports say she was live-streaming the challenge for her school friends at the time of her death. She had tried the challenge twice successfully but failed to remove the noose on the third attempt. Also known as the blackout challenge, the dangerous stunt that encourages participants to asphyxiate themselves until passing out, was accused of killing at least 20 kids since 2021. Experts have warned the viral thing can result in fainting, brain damage, seizures, and, yes, death. Why would anybody think that this is cool? Put a rope around your neck until you asphyxiate yourself and pass out. Why would you do that? And I can think of no good reason, but this is TikTok. This is your Chinese TikTok at work. I'll be back on the Steve Gruber Show with Chris Weidner.
Wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
Tomorrow is happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Hey parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress? Yes.
Well, say hello to Instant Style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
What about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades?
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.